Hey, Tucson, you can still get your barbecue on at Ken's Hardwood Barbecue, 5250 East 22nd Street, offering our delicious award-winning brisket, ribs, southern fried catfish, down-home sides, and our full menu of homemade dishes for takeout. 745-4746. That's 745-4746. Or visit our website. Come on down to Ken's Hardwood Barbecue and get your barbecue on. Hello and welcome to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander, coming to you from the Ken's Hardwood Barbecue Studios here in Tucson, Arizona. Get Your Barbecue On is a show for backyard cooks looking for tips and insight into barbecuing, grilling, and outdoor entertainment. It is our wish to help you develop your own style. Each week, we will share barbecuing and grilling tips, techniques, recipes, and a few pitmaster secrets you just have to know. We'll feature fun, interesting, and informative guests, and we'll also answer questions posted on our website from the week before. And that's kenshardwoodbbq.com, and just click radio show. Get Your Barbecue On is funded by Ken's Hardwood Barbecue. Come on down and get your barbecue on. The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions of KVOI or its affiliates. Today's show, we're going to be talking about some barbecue how-tos and some barbecue not how-tos. So we're just going to be talking about some things to do when you get your new equipment. And also today, we have a very interesting guest. We have Mark Lennox. Mark is the owner of Coming Home Healthcare, and he's going to be talking to us about home health services. And of course, we're going to have a conversation about barbecue. Make sure you stick around for the second half of the show. But in the meantime, and in between time, we have a very special guest host today, and that is the doctor. We've got Dr. Andre Jones joining me here today for the show. He's our guest host and really looking forward. It's always great to have Dr. Jones joining me on the show. Dr. Jones, what's happening?
Hello, hello. What no one saw was I was actually running down like it was The Price is Right.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Jones, come on down.
Yay! I did it! Hey, I'm excited to be on the show and I'm excited to hear your story because I always tell stories in story form. So you get to tell a story in story form.
Well, if you insist, I'm going to tell my story in story
form. Yay. Okay, yeah, cool.
A little bit ago, took a little road trip, COVID road trip. You know, you're traveling with a mask.
Yeah.
You know, you stop at the gas station.
Yep.
You have your gloves on, mask going. And so
Keep it safe.
So basically left Tucson and went to my friend's house and we just basically hung out for the weekend, played some golf and then spent most of the time in the backyard, did some grilling, did some barbecuing. And my very interesting thing is that my friend just recently was given as a gift for Father's Day. He was given a new electric smoker. Yes, electric smoker, uses wood chips.
Interesting. And
really nice piece of equipment.
You've been having an eye on one. I know that. You've been kind of looking at some.
I have been looking. And honestly, I gave his wife the recommendation for this smoker. She text me, asked for a recommendation on a smoker. I did some research and this is the one that I recommended.
Okay.
So, you know, so now I'm at his house. I'm excited, to see, all right, this is a smoker. And so we decided over the weekend that there was going to be some barbecue. Now I didn't go all the way down at a barbecue. So I'm really just kind of helping out and watching and,
So you're the assistant today.
Yeah, I was the assistant or assistant and observer. Because, you know, my friend, he has some barbecue skills. And, you know, you don't want to go into a person's home and then start just take over. But anyway.
That'd be kind of rude.
Yeah, that'd be kind of rude. So anyway, so he's got this new grill.
Yeah.
And so I'm watching and see, and one day, this is the day before he's going to use it, I see him reading some of the table, and he's reading the instructions.
Okay.
This is good.
This is a good thing.
Wow, that's a thumbs up. Wow, yeah. Reading instructions. Because I know he hadn't had an opportunity to use it very much.
Right.
So, yeah, that was all good. Mm-hmm. But first off, the day before, I did some grilling.
Oh,
and some brats and grilled some other stuff. It was fantastic. Mm. Let me say, yeah, he's got that brat thing down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we did some cooking with beer and everything.
Ooh.
That was really nice. That was great. So that was grilling.
Yeah,
and you know, when grilling, it's hot, fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to keep your eye on it. Mm-hmm. You're turning stuff over and that. Yeah. So we were grilling and it worked out perfect. Food was great.
Mm.
So now, this day, though, we're barbecuing.
Okay.
And we know barbecue is slow. And you got to have a little patience.
Right.
Right. Right.
Patience.
Patience, right. So anyway, like I said, this new grill, it's great. You know, it keeps the temperature, tells you what the temperature is on the inside.
Really?
Then plus it has a little attachment where there is a meat thermometer that's hooked up to the control panel. So you just take the thermometer and you insert it into the meat. So it's keeping track of the internal temperature of the meat while the meat is smoking.
No way.
And so you got two temperatures, you know, the two temperatures that really matter.
Yes, right.
The two temperatures that really matter are the temperature of the actual unit. And the other is the temperature that you're trying to reach to get to with the meat.
Yeah.
And if you have those two temperatures, you're
golden.
You're golden. You're golden. Because barbecuing is all about controlling the heat.
Right.
And getting your meat to the correct temperature that you're looking for.
You can sit back, have cream sodas for days.
Right,
while that's cooking.
Yeah, barbecue, I think when the folks that first came up with barbecuing, they wanted to put together something where they could just put the meat on and just chill.
So
I don't know, whenever that was, back in the caveman days or whatever, and they just wanted to go have some cactus coolers or something. I don't know what it was, but you know, barbecuing was built and it was designed for not doing a lot of work.
I love that.
Once you do the prep of the meat and get the meat ready, and then you get your fire ready, you get your heat source ready, and then you put it in, and then you just chill.
Very true.
And then you just let it go until it depends on your process. You just let the meat go. It's in whatever unit you have until there's some other process that you need to do with the meat.
Got it.
You know, some people want to baste it. There's certain things, and then you would go in, pop open the lid, the door, the whatever, and then you would, So those are the things, and there's a lot of new equipment out here.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the new smoker.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm just, you know, watching, you know, the
observer.
Seasoning. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, and everything is great. You know, we're doing some ribs. And so pulled the membrane off the ribs.
Okay.
And his wife did a great job of seasoning the ribs. Mm. And, oh, man, everything was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then we're using apple chips.
Ooh.
Yeah,
ooh,
yeah,
that's going to give it a nice flavor.
Applewood chips. Mm. And so anyway, the meat goes in the smoker.
Yeah.
Smoker. And the smoker's just doing his thing.
Sure.
But then my friend reveals to me and says, yeah, it's got that internal thermometer, but I didn't insert it in the meat. I just kind of left it laying on the side. And then I'm thinking, why did you do that? In my head, I'm like, why did you do that? But, you know, hey, maybe something's going on here that I don't know about.
Right. It's going to show you something new.
Right.
Yeah,
So read the instructions. The instructions gave a temperature, set the thing for this temperature, and it'll take about this much time.
Wow. So it'll tell you.
Okay. That was a recommendation in the book. But then we get to, so I'm watching my friend, and then I'm wondering, I'm saying, so after about 90 minutes or so, he decides that he's going to go over and open the door and kind of takes his tongs and, not a fork, but he takes his tongs, right? Takes his tongs and he's kind of manipulating the meat, doing something with the meat, taking it, looking at it, whatever. And then he closes the door again. And did that a few more times. And I'm like, it's really active barbecue, you know? but barbecuing is really not that active. It's
right.
It's so open the door up a few more times. And so, but by not having a thermometer in the meat, you really don't know when it exactly when it's ready.
Yeah.
So you would tend to be a little anxious and nervous about how is my meat doing.
Yeah.
So the thing about it is they technology, there's a lot of good technology out there. And but you have to use it.
Right.
So you've got this new grill with all this great technology. So my recommendation would be when you know, a couple of things. When you get these new grills or whatever, read the instructions. And for the first few times, at least the first few times,
right,
just follow those instructions that the manufacturer gives you and take those suggestions. And then as you get a little more familiar with your equipment, and if you want to deviate something, then go ahead and deviate. But, you know, the bottom line is that kind of opened the door too much.
Yeah.
Didn't use all the technology that came with the grill. And
how'd the meat turn out?
The meat was very flavorful.
Oh, good.
But when it came off the grill, it was not at, I would say, an optimum rib temperature.
Got it.
I mean, I was okay with it because but the ribs could have stayed on a little longer. And so, especially with ribs, and people want those to go a lot longer. I mean, I'm thinking they probably want them somewhere in the 160s or something like that, 165, or maybe even a little bit more. But they didn't go that far.
Okay.
So,
got it.
But later on, he kind of put them in the oven, and they were still tasted great. They
good.
Were, I mean, the flavor was really good. They just didn't really stay on the smoker long enough. And got a little anxious.
Yeah.
Got a little anxious. But if you use the equipment like it was designed to be used, you'll be fine. All right. Well, it's time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we'll be answering one of our listeners' questions. And we'll be checking in with our pit master and trainer, the doctor. So hang in there. We'll be right back. Thank you.
We here at Octavia Social Media Strategy support the brave men and women who risk their lives on the front line of this coronavirus. We ask that everybody protect themselves and each other by following all the basic steps necessary to curb this disease. Remember to wash your hands and wear your mask at all times because family and friends are the most important gifts on earth. Please visit our website at www.octavia.social to help join us in this effort. We look forward to working with you. And when it comes to social media, let us help you be seen, be known, and be the expert.
Hey, it's time for us now to answer one of our listeners' questions. You can leave your questions on our website at kenshardwoodbbq.com and just click radio show. Dr. Jones, what's today's question?
Question is, he's a fan of the show.
Right,
Has listened to all the episodes, and he's really stuck. He said that where he's really stuck is about saucing. Now, you said that you generally don't like to sauce your ribs while grilling or by barbecuing them.
Right.
Now you do it after you let the other person decide to
Right. You know, you know, I'm even at the restaurant.
Yep.
We don't sauce. We provide the sauce on the side and we allow them to sauce their own ribs. If they want sauce, they can. Yeah. If not, it's not already there.
Yeah. And his question is actually, he after hearing it, because what he usually does is he puts sauces on all of his barbecue.
Oh.
So he just kind of puts it on there. I'm guessing he just puts it on there while barbecuing. He's actually questioning, to sauce or not to sauce? That is the question.
So who is this?
This is Cedric from Mesa.
Cedric from Mesa.
Hey, okay. Cedric. Gotta say hi to everybody.
All right. Hey, Cedric. So the thing about get your barbecue on is that it's all about your own style. We just try to help people develop their own style. And if you are a rib saucer, as a matter of fact, my brother is the same way, one of my older brothers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he sauces all his ribs and he'll, You know, he has a big pan full of sauced ribs, and that's what he does. But not to knock my older brother, but his ribs kind of need some sauce on them. Pardon me. I'm sorry about that, big bro. But anyway, no, he likes the sausage ribs.
Yeah.
They taste very good.
Yeah.
I enjoy his ribs when I go down to his house. But the thing about it is, I'm of the mindset that we want our ribs to be able to stand alone. Because there's a lot of people that do not enjoy barbecue sauce, but they want smoked meats.
Who are these people?
Yeah. So we make all our own sauces and everything for those people that just have to have barbecue sauce. But so the reason we don't is we won't just want people to have a choice as to whether they want barbecue sauce or not. There is no right or wrong. It's just however you feel. Now, if you do decide to sauce your ribs, one of the things we want to do is help you to sauce your ribs without burning the barbecue sauce. So like I was saying, even in a lot of the barbecue competitions, a lot of those folks, what they do is they wait till the barbecue is almost done or it is done. And they will sauce the ribs and then they'll just leave it on the grill for a short time. When I was younger and my first introduction to barbecue, which was horrible, I was just a little kid, and we started cooking these ribs and we started saucing them early, and they were all, they had all this char and all this other stuff on them just from the barbecue sauce on the ribs before they reached the correct temperature.
Oh, yeah.
The internal temperature for the ribs to be done. So anyway, this is a long answer to your question, Cedric, but if you want to sauce your ribs, I'm not here to stop you or anything. Whatever you decide is the right thing to do.
Keep on what you get on.
Keep on keeping on.
I love it.
All right. Thanks a lot for your question, Cedric.
Hey.
All right. And now it is time to check in with our pit master in training. We've been waiting a long time. We've been getting ready for Labor Day. Labor Day was last weekend, and it's time for us to check in with the doctor, Andre Jones.
Hello. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Doctor, tell us about Labor Day.
Oh, gosh. All right. So I now have it's official. I have a 16-year-old. That's the first thing to start off with.
All right. Yeah, it was a birthday. Mom was coming by.
I got to do this in story form.
Am I getting this in story form?
I got to do this in story. How did I forget my own thing?
I just wanted to know, am I getting this in story form?
You are going to get this in story form.
All right.
You ready? Right. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The title of the story will be The Story of Last Minute Changes.
Last Minute Changes. All right.
So here we go. It is now on, what was it, Friday night. And I'm talking to my mother. We're having our Friday discussions.
Friday before Labor Day.
It was the Friday before Labor Day and all through the house. And, my mother, I'm on the phone. She's like, you know what'd be good instead of steak? She's like, ribs. Mother, I've had no experience barbecuing any ribs.
Well, I mean, you've participated in enough shows and I've seen enough shows. We've talked about ribs.
Yes, exactly. So I felt confident that you can find Get Your Barbecue on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Anchor.fm.
There you go.
And by going to the website of www.kenshardwoodbarbecue.com and click on radio show.
There you go.
So using those to my advantage, I said, okay, well, I believe I have what I need to do this. So I went out. Mm-hmm. Now it's Friday night at 9:00. I'm going out to the store now, where I should be at home, hanging out, chilling, relaxing. Mm-hmm. Nope. Going to the store, get some ribs. Got my ribs and I marinated my ribs that night. I found the membrane.
All right.
So I took that off. That was my first thing. Mm-hmm. I did have some professional wrestling going on at the same time as I'm doing all this, which is great.
What type of rib did you buy?
I got the baby backs.
Baby backs.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I figured I'll start there because it'll fit in my little grill.
Right, right.
So I marinated it. I did not put meat tenderizer on it. Fantastic. I threw that out.
Right.
Mystique and barbecue is the seasoning I put on there. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the flavors I was feeling, more or less. I was like, let's just put mystique and barbecue. So I did that. Everything's fine. Put it in the refrigerator. Let that marinate. We're going to tackle that in either Saturday or Sunday.
Right.
So my mother said, well, how many kids are you going to have over on your daughter's birthday? And I said, well, most likely it'll be 6 of them. She's like, oh, well, can I come over tomorrow instead? This is Friday, right? Friday as I'm getting everything done. Can I come over on Friday, on Saturday instead? That way you can have just the girls on Monday, on
Monday,
her birthday. Right?
But I'm coming for ribs tomorrow.
Exactly, exactly. So now the pressure is on. So now I wake up. I'm excited. It's windy outside, so I'm a little cautious about this.
Yeah.
However, I look at my grill and realize I need something.
Hmm.
Because I need something so that way I'm not putting the ribs right on the grill itself. So I was like, well, how about this? How about I go find me a griddle? So I found me a reverse iron griddle, iron cast griddle.
Okay.
So I was going to put the ribs on that. And it fit in my grill. Everything's fine. And then the nervousness began to happen. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm going to burn this. My mom's going
to
come over.
Right. Now, so I think you said you had the griddle because you didn't have enough room to set up indirect.
Right. You're right. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. All yeah. Right. So there's no indirect. So I get the griddle, put it in there, get the ribs out, say a prayer literally before I put it on there. So, okay, this is either going to go two ways. One's going to be amazing. One's not. I did do something, though, that was really cool.
Right.
I made my own like little patch for wood chips.
Right.
Yeah. I found that online. Mm-hmm. I saw that online because I was doing tons of research online while listening to your show. I was doing like both.
Right.
So I put three little ribs on there. Bump, 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 bump. Mm-hmm. Three little racks. Plus my little hickory, and I closed it. And I said, okay, now I remembered from earlier the show when we talked about no peeking, which was the hardest thing in the whole wide world because I really wanted to
low
peek.
And slow and no peeking.
So I let it cook. And in the meantime, I was like, well, my mother's coming over. I should do something else too. I'm like, I'll make macaroni and cheese from scratch.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Homemade mac and cheese.
Exactly. Found a recipe. And I'm like, well, this is also against the rule because I am testing it on my mother. Not before my mother comes over.
Right, right. You're trying a new recipe out on a guest.
Exactly. But I did it anyway. And I'm like cooking and I'm making things. I'm going back. And I had the ribs on the grill for about a good hour. I checked on them. Just made sure that they weren't getting dry or anything else. Mm-hmm. And it looked like they were doing good. So I was like, okay, cool. Well, all right. Well, let's give it another hour or so. So meanwhile, I'm making mac and cheese. I'm making baked beans. I'm then going back outside. Then I put the barbecue sauce right before they were done. I put the barbecue sauce on the ribs.
All right.
And I put it on there. And I'm just like, ooh, I feel like an artist right now. Like, let me get every side, every corner, every little piece.
Right.
We'll have barbecue sauce on there. So I put the barbecue sauce on both sides, actually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Closed it up. And then I went back inside. And I said, Alexa, set a timer for 15 minutes because I'm like, well, they may need more time.
Kind of long.
Yes. But I think
depending on the temperature of the grill where it was,
you know,
be kind of long.
See, that's the thing. That was another thing I realized because it was getting direct sun. So the grill is like on my porch. The sun was like blazing hot and blazing down on the grill. And I'm wondering if that had anything to do with it too, make it a little bit hotter than it really was.
But I mean, the thermometer is going to tell you what it is.
Yeah. And the thermometer stayed consistent at 350, which was pretty cool.
Right. But I think the 15 minutes might be a little long on 350 with the barbecue sauce on there.
I'm thinking so too. Because when I pulled them out, they looked great.
Mm-hmm.
They smelt fantastic.
Right.
A little bit charred.
A little charred?
Yeah, a little charred. Yeah. Not that much. Come to find out, that's how my mom likes her ribs.
Oh, well. Then there you go. It was great.
It was fantastic. So the ribs came out, the mac and cheese. You know, I had mac and cheese. My mom came in.
Yeah.
I said, Mom, everything is done.
Wow.
She's like, everything's done. I'm like, yes. I'm like, go ahead and eat. I'm like, you get a plate first and I'll just sit and watch. So we got our food together, you know, and she served me, you know, served herself, all that good stuff. I know, but good son, right?
Right, right.
And we sit down and she took one bite. She's like, oh my gosh, this is so good. She's like, the mac and cheese is the bomb.
You got the thumbs up, huh?
I got like, yeah, absolutely. Oh, she actually ate. You know, we cut them up.
Right,
into like
right.
Little, she had five of them.
Five bones.
Yeah, exactly. Five bones of ribs. And I had two. Because I was just more like in shock that right. she's loving these ribs. Mm-hmm. And kept going back and getting more of the mac and cheese, more of the baked bean. Oh, she loved it. Man. My daughter woke up. She smelled the food, mm-hmm. naturally. Her friend came and everyone tore it up. It was so good.
That's
so
great.
Good.
That's great.
And then it was just my daughter on Labor Day
yeah.
and her friends.
Right.
And so they asked me to cook my famous chicken enchiladas. So I made chicken enchiladas. However, my mother did say that for her birthday on the 11th, I'll be cooking steaks for her.
Right, right. So we're going to get to those steaks.
I'm going to get to the steaks. So that was my weekend.
Wow.
I did a lot of cooking and grilling.
Well, all I can say, Dr. Jones, you're doing very well.
Thank you.
You went ahead and you did the ribs. And,
yeah.
Wow. So thanks a lot, Dr. Jones. We look forward to checking in with you next weekend.
Absolutely.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Hey, it's time for us to take a break now. But when we come back, we're going to be bringing you the good news. We're going to be talking with Mark Lennox, owner of Coming Home Healthcare Services. Mark's going to be talking to us about home care services. Also, he's going to be talking about some of the other things he's doing around the community to help out in Tucson. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, Tucson, do you have a hankering for some good old down-home cooking? Well, you're in luck. Along with our award-winning barbecue, we have Southern Fried Catfish, mac and cheese, collard greens, fried okra, peach cobbler, sweet potato pie, and much more. 745-4746. That's 745-4746. Or visit our website. Come on down to Ken's Hardwood Barbecue and get your barbecue on.
Welcome back to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander. It's time to bring you the good news. We are here. That's Dr. Jones and I are here. We are here with Mr. Mark Lennox from Coming Home Healthcare Services. It's going to be a fun conversation here. Mark's going to be talking to us about his company, his coming up here in Tucson, and does a lot of charity work. So, Mark. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Oh, fantastic.
Doing great, man.
Yeah. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And first, I didn't recognize the name, but now I recognize you and that we have a longtime friend.
Yes, we do.
Mutual friend.
Yes,
and
we do. My brother.
Yeah. That's right. Like I said, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. So you came up here in Tucson. Tell us about little bit about yourself.
Born and raised. I have family all over Tucson pretty much, but I was raised on the south side. So it made me very fortunate. I could go any side of town and feel comfortable because I had family close by somehow, some way. So that had a unique upbringing in that aspect. A lot of things, there was always boundaries drawn, but I could go past those boundaries because I knew I had family there.
Right.
So you can't get mad at me if I'm already related to you. And I took advantage of it.
I have a bunch of friends, close friends in Tucson, some from the south side, some from different parts of Tucson. Right. So Tucson seemed like it was a place where the different neighborhoods, some got along, some didn't get along. So you're saying that you were one of the guys or one of the people that could just go from one neighborhood and just kind of got along with everybody.
Got along with everybody, man. I liked it that way too. But, it was. It was kind of divided growing up. But when you start talking to family, they'd say, well, that's your cousin and that's that's your mom's or somebody they related. They grew up together or something. So it really tore down a lot of the barriers too. A lot of us young ones, they tried to keep it up, but the older ones would knock it back down. That's your family.
So you have a big family.
I'm one of six.
Okay.
One of nine, but six for quite some time. And then now there's only four of us living.
Wow.
So our brothers and sisters grew up. So it's a long history, They grew up with somebody on all over this town, growing up, their family
friends
somehow.
Family.
And so we just became friends. I don't think it's as bad as it was back then. it's gotten a lot better. I know everybody, we have these all have our little problems, but I think it's a lot better. I'd like to think it is.
Yeah.
You know,
where'd you go to school?
I actually went to Pueblo. I got a PhD, Pueblo High Diploma. and went on and did some college work as well. Went to University of Phoenix and in the Navy and traveled around the world. I've done a lot.
Thank you for your service.
Sure. I'm just happy. I was about to get out and my
About to get out of the Navy.
My family asked me, what are you going to do? My godfather asked me, what do you want to do? You want to stay there? I can help you get a job there. If you want to come home, I can help you get a job. Well, my mom was older and my dad actually died when I was one. That's all I had was my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to come on home and I was fortunate enough, got a good job at electric company.
Oh, okay.
And I was there for quite some time and was going to school and everything else back then and raising my family.
Okay.
I don't regret leaving Arizona. A lot of opportunities out there, but home is home, man. And I enjoy Tucson.
Yeah, a lot of us do, man.
Yeah.
You leave for a while, but you always attract it. It's like this magnetic pull to get you back to Tucson.
It does, man.
I've heard that before.
I
tell you what, though, you can't beat the winners. Summers are rough, you know. Summers are rough. And I've traveled. I got family on the East Coast, family in Texas, everywhere.
Right.
You know, so I got to travel in the summers. I was gone.
Wow.
You know, I may be in New York one weekend or 2 weeks out of the year.
Right.
And then down in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And spent a lot of time in Texas and California. So I was fortunate in that.
So right. So you grew up with the high school here,
right.
Went to the Navy.
Right.
You got back, came out. Mm-hmm. You were TEP for a while.
IBM.
And IBM.
Okay.
Wow.
Right.
But so all of that led to, that's a pretty, I would say,
diverse
background.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. You also give in other ways in the community. Right. I know our mutual friend and that you guys did youth football.
Right.
And you spend a lot of time with young people. Tell us a little bit about that.
I was president of Tucson Youth Football and Spirit Federation. I've been involved with the organization for over 35 plus years.
Wow.
Great organization as far as mentoring the children. A lot of these coaches, cheer coaches and parents have a lot. I mean, I owe them a great deal of thanks because they shared their families and we become family because you spend that much every night for years with these kids as they grow up and go on into high school. You know, it makes you proud as a coach and a parent as well because my kid went through the whole situation to see them do well in this community. I'm also very active with Tucson Police Department Force Review Board. Yeah. There's a lot of turmoil going on out here in this world and in these streets.
Right. Especially.
From a minority.
It's all over the news
and
everything these days.
Well, from a minority aspect, I'm very active. And there's a group of us, a group of citizens. We don't get paid by the police department, so we get to voice our opinion. We see something we don't like, we get to say it.
Now, what's the board? You're on
It's a Force Review Board, Tucson Police Department's Force Review Board.
Oh,
wow.
And I was contacted by a judge there, and he interviewed me and everything else. There's quite a few members on it. And we meet anytime there's a officer involved shooting, stabbing, anything that they feel that is not right.
Right.
One thing I have found about Tucson Police Department, I had a nephew that was shot and killed up in Mesa.
Wow.
And that's one of the reasons why they, you know, interviewed me and said yes. So I have to be objective. I have to look at the officer's point of view. But if I see something that I don't agree with, they do take our opinion very, very serious. Chief Magnus has been a godsend. I've learned a lot on this board. And I do know that if there's a bad apple, they're going to weed him out. And nine times, if we see all the video cameras, we see everything unredacted.
All the footage.
Wow.
All the footage, everything from start to finish. All the officers' reports and everything. So if we have any questions, they're really good about us helping us. We're helping them. We tell them we don't agree. They look into it. And it's been very, very instrumental. I've learned a lot about policing and in our community. So,
It is. I mean, that's great. If you're going to bring about change, you need a diverse group of people looking at different situations Correct. And providing their input. And
Correct.
Sounds like that is that you're doing great things, and the rest of your group is doing great Right. things with that board.
Right. Yeah. And it's much needed. People are looking at us from all over the United States, FBI, Right. everybody.
Wow.
They're looking at our board. A lot of police chiefs aren't open to the community like that. They keep it to themselves, you know?
Right. Oh. So you guys are like a benchmark for other communities.
Yes, wow. And we do not get paid by TPD in Right. any way. So that keeps us anonymous. You can't say we're bought because Right. we Right. get up and tell you how we feel.
Right.
And they listen. The lieutenants, we deal with all lieutenants and sergeants. And captains, our police, we're lucky, we're fortunate. And I'm not trying to get on the bandwagon of police, but this police chief we have is special.
That's great.
That's good.
Chief Magnus, people need to understand this gentleman here goes out of his way to make sure that things are done right and above board. From what I've seen, all of us on the Force Review Board have seen. And if we call something into question, he's on it. And his staff is on it, you know.
Wow.
So.
Well, I mean, that's what it's going to take to bring about change
Right, right.
in this whole nation. It starts Right. in the communities. It starts
Mm-hmm. Right.
It starts with groups like yours.
Right.
And so, again, I guess this whole our whole little session is here is us thanking you again.
Absolutely.
For what you're doing. Yeah.
Right.
And giving to the community.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No, you're welcome.
Hey, Mark, hold that thought. It's time for us to take a break. Hey, we're going to be right back with Mark Lennox here on Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander on KVOI 1030 The Voice. See you in a minute.
Octavia Social Media Strategies is a digital marketing firm that has the perfect solutions for your services. We offer website development, social media marketing, and video marketing to ensure your business a winning edge amongst competitors. We are a proud, locally Black-owned business serving the Tucson area, and we are offering a special for you, a free digital marketing assessment. All you have to do is contact us at 520-777-3540. That is 520-777-3540. Or visit us at www.octavia.social. We are an entrepreneur's first choice to be seen, be known, and be the expert.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We're here with Mark Lennox and the doctor. And Mark has talked to us about home healthcare services, barbecue, and a lot of other things. Now you are at you have Coming Home Healthcare Services,
right,
and that's
right.
that's your company that you created.
Correct, correct.
And what's that all about?
What happened was my mother, unfortunately, I was working shift work at the electric company at that time.
Oh.
So I was doing 7 days on, 2 days off a week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a rotating shift, and I was unable to take care of my mom. Like I said, I was, the youngest.
All well, you said she was older.
She was older.
Right.
And all my brothers and sisters, you know, had their lives. We all had our lives going on. And so what I did was, unfortunately, I had to put her in a nursing home.
Oh,
and
wow.
My mother constantly told me, I want to go home. I want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go home. She didn't like it there. So that's why I came up with the name Coming Home Healthcare Services.
Wow.
Because it's me bringing my mom home, you know. So that's why I enjoy taking care of seniors, and it's a light to me because I get to see these people smile and maybe at the turning point in their lives where their lives are, the light is going out, but I just want to bring joy. I love seeing them smile, making them happy. And that's why I do it. It's a great, great feeling to see that.
It is some personal experience in that,
right.
My mother-in-law lived with us for 20 years.
Right.
And in her latter years,
mm-hmm.
we had people coming into the home,
right.
into our home,
mm-hmm.
and they were providing services. So this is a service that's really needed now. And the same thing with my father-in-law. One of my sister-in-laws took care of him, but it's hard to do alone.
Right.
Or it's hard to do if you don't have and you don't know. So. Really, I commend you for providing this service.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a joy. Trust me, it's a joy. I understand. they're going through a rough patch. It's all new to them. A lot of the families, it's all new to them too. Mm-hmm. It's quite a transition. I'm trying to ease the transition. I want them to know that their family members are loved.
Right.
You know, right. I love them like they're my own, you know, because mm-hmm. I see a little bit of my mom in every one of them.
Right.
You know, things I wouldn't want happening to my mom. I understand that they're concerned about what's going on with their parents, you know. So I just want us all to be happy and smile and bring some joy. Bring some joy.
I mean, that's all about it. I mean, you can, I mean, just sitting here talking to you and just, you know, well, I can see you, but hearing is that, I mean, you could just see that this is the love and passion that you have for this service. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Absolutely. So, yeah. What's your favorite part about what you do?
Making them smile. Making them smile, letting them know that they have someone there that actually truly cares for them and their well-being, you know, and wants to see them happy. A lot of people, unfortunately, have to take their families to nursing homes. I'm trying to shrink that bubble. Mm-hmm. There's too many people coming in and out of them, and it makes it confusing for them.
Right.
Let them get used to one face, you know, mm-hmm. their family, introducing small faces, you know, not a large amount of faces at one time to them. Cuts down on the confusion. Wow. You know, yeah. So that's what my goal is.
Right.
And my staff as well.
Well, that's great. How would, say, somebody in our listening audience contact you or our Coming Home Healthcare Service?
Yeah. Go to cominghomehealth.com and you can contact us there. Contact me by 520-314-7725. That's our telephone number. We're open to take new clients and also looking for workers that are loving and caring. Because the business is starting to grow. Mm-hmm. And I just very concerned. I don't want the quality to go down. I want the love to always be there.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I'm pushing.
Well, that's right there. Yeah. Like I said, that's really wonderful. And like I said, being and going through that experience, it's really hard. It touches my heart to see you have started this company. And so thank you.
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
We're with the families that you're working with. What is one of your favorite meals to cook for them?
As they get older, our appetites kind of change. So they don't really eat a whole bunch sometimes. I basically plan it on what they like to eat. I try and give them what they want. Everybody has this idea that they are going to eat some extravagant meal. They may pick up and eat maybe 2 or 3 bites out of it, you know. So I try and gear it to what they want, make sure I hit the food groups and things that they need to have. And I basically, what they like.
Oh, right. Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a barbecue show. Now, you know, when we were considering bringing you on a guest, uh-huh. I mean, it's rumored out there that, you know, you're doing some good things out there on the grill. Tell us about when did you first start cooking?
I've been cooking for a long time, trying new things and everything. Everybody think they got the best barbecue. Coming from the South Side, everybody got the best barbecue. Now, that'll start a fight real quick right there. You say your barbecue better than mine.
Right.
But just little secrets, man. I know a lot of people smoke for hours and hours to get it done, and it doesn't really take that much. I found a few tricks up my sleeve, and I can get everything I need done in a short amount of time.
Okay.
Yeah,
but tell me, well, you grew up, you were in a big family,
right? I'm the baby.
You're the baby, so most of the time the baby didn't do much. Everybody was doing for the baby. My experience, I'm from a big family too, and I look back at the younger siblings, and they just kind of had a free ride.
100% agree with that.
When it comes to
on the baby, I don't know why. You know,
when it comes to like the chores and
let me tell you, when mom get it right, she don't want no more. You know, she got it right and she quit, and that was it. Right there.
I hear that.
You know,
I hear that.
I give my brothers and sisters a hard time. I'm always I'm the baby. I'll tell them real quick, I'm the baby. You know, so, for whatever that means, they are most of the time they're get out of here.
As a child coming up,
right?
What was your barbecue experience?
It was I watched mom do it, and I said, well, I want to take over. So I got out there, man, and I started learning how to light the coals the right way. Mm-hmm. Cut that flame down.
Yeah.
Don't cook with that high flame. Take your time. And I got a little better, and I tried out new recipes on all my kids and family and everybody.
Right, right.
And they said they loved it. I don't know.
So what do you?
They like eating. So,
so that's cool. So right. You picked up from your mom.
My mom just started, pretty much. And then I went from there. My father died when I was one, so I was the man.
Yeah.
And, you know, my brother and sister are all older than me. My closest sister is actually 11 years older than me.
Right.
So it was just me and my mom. So that's why they're all jealous.
Right. You know, so it's almost growing up as a single child.
Right. So I got up and I learned how to do it, man. And just a lot of people don't understand. I mean, you can barbecue. Anybody can do it. You know, you can get out there and do it. You just got to try. It's going to be trial and error. But, you know. Mm-hmm.
So what do you like to barbecue? What do you like to cook?
I do ribs. I do a lot of ribs, a lot of chicken, and dry rib. I've tried from apple cider vinegar and, and letting it soak overnight and removing a rack out of the refrigerator and putting this big old pot in there, with water and apple cider vinegar and tried it all, man.
Right.
Since you grew up in the South Side, is there any different type of flavors that you picked up that you, include in your meals and with your grill?
We cheat with, we do mesquite wood. That's what I use, majority of mesquite wood. And then there's an apple dry rub that I put on there, barbecue dry rub, you know, and I do a sweet dry rub as well on that as well. And I'll let it marinate. I'll let it thaw out. Wash your ribs really good. I always I make sure I wash them when they come out of that package because I've seen some of these meat packing plants. So I wash my meat very, very well.
Okay,
you have to. And then I season it up and I'll try and put it in the refrigerator and let it just marinate with the seasonings overnight.
Okay.
Foil, tighten it up and everything. Then go outside, start your fire, make sure the fire is low. That's one of the big keys. People try and cook too fast with high heat. You can get the same temperature without the flame, without the flame, so your meat doesn't get burned up.
Right.
And I go from there, man, and let it go 45 minutes, hour and a half, get the flavor in there and everything. When the meat starts pulling back from the bone, it's done enough, and I take it in the oven, put it in the oven, wrap it up in foil for another, 45 minutes, 250, 300 max for about 45 minutes, bro. And all you have to do is shake it. That meat will fall right off that bone.
Oh, that's
and
good.
I see people do 6 and 8 hours, been out there all day, all night, I smoke turkeys. I do it all, man.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah. I mean, on our barbecue show and, our thing is like, hey, everybody, we just want everybody to help everybody with their own style.
We're not
out here to, like, dictate.
I've been to your place. Your ribs are good. I was kind of intimidated when I got put me on here with a pit master. What are you doing, man?
But the thing about it, people have different tastes. They enjoy different flavors.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with any of that.
Right.
We encourage people to develop their own style.
Right.
We have our own pit master in training.
Right.
And the pit master in training is developing his own style.
You need a new pit master training. I will throw my hat in the ring. Like I said, I've been to his place. It's good. Very good. I think you just opened when you took over your location, your current location. We walked in and spent quite a bit of money in there.
Right.
My brother can eat. Trust me.
He can. And he's a great supporter, man.
Right.
He's a great friend.
Right.
And we love him, man. And he is he really supports us.
Good.
You deserve it,
bro. Yeah. Thank you. So. Tucson needs it. We can't keep a real good barbecue place here, man. You've been here for a while now, so you're doing it. Yeah. You're doing a good job, man. I love it.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mark.
All right.
So it's been fantastic having you on the show.
Absolutely.
Cool.
And it's been fun.
I enjoyed it.
and before we, before we close out, tell us one more time how our listening audience can contact you for home care services.
Sure. The name of my business is Coming Home Healthcare Services. You can get us on cominghomehealthcare.com, and you can also contact us at 520-314-7725, and we're open 24 hours a day.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Hey, we're working on some really great guests for our upcoming episodes. So please plan to listen in. This is Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander on KVOI 1030 The Voice. Get Your Barbecue On with Ken. Thank you and take care.